is the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
Havana, oh, nah, nah. Hey. Half of my heart is in Havana, oh, nah, nah. Hey. Hey. He took me back to East Atlanta, nah, nah, nah. All of my heart is in Havana. Hey. There's something about his manners.
Uh-huh.
Havana, oh, nah, nah.
912, we continue on CLTV at 720 WGN. There is a massive refugee problem around the world, and a particular segment of that refugee problem suffers some of the worst when it comes to violence, when it comes to kidnapping and terrorism. Most people end up being refugees because they've either lost their home, their family, or their country. If you're running and looking for something to replace that in regards to a new home, and you're a 13 to 23-year-old girl, where do you turn? Well, that's why we're talking with Elisa Roadcup, who joins us now, in a wonderful organization called Refugee. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks so much, Steve.
This is great work.
Thank you.
How'd you get involved?
It's an honor to be here. I got involved because my background is in women's rights.
Okay.
And the rights of young women and girls. And I felt a unique calling, given the issue of violence against women, how pervasive it is. You know, we're seeing this response from around the world with the Me Too movement.
Sure.
Of the issue, really gaining public awareness and activism and engagement. And years ago, my career is almost 20 years long at this point.
Sure, as Dave and I like to call it, a good start.
Yes. Yeah.
A couple of weeks.
Yes, I was always very clear that this was an issue that I wanted
to. Passion, you're driven by it.
Exactly.
13 to 23-year-old girls, your mind immediately goes to mostly victimized by sex trafficking, kidnapping, things of that nature as refugees?
Yes. Refugee girls and young women are particularly vulnerable to sexual violence. So when a young woman would be fleeing her country of origin because her village was raided, or perhaps she had been sold into forced marriage or something along those lines, her options are very limited, but she's also vulnerable to exploitation. So our organization was founded in 2008 to meet the need of a very specific population.
13 to 23-year-old females.
Yes. Young girls.
And in these countries, Somalia, Ethiopia, Congo, Rwanda, women are already behind the eight ball. It's not as though there's voting rights or just the most basic rights for many of these women.
Yes, there's a struggle for the rights of young girls. There's also a cultural challenge of gender lens of how young women are perceived in terms of their worth and their dignity, broadly speaking. There's the reality of rape as a weapon of war that is very pervasive in the region. So to meet these myriad of needs for refugee girls, Refugee was founded, and we provide a full spectrum of services. We're the only NGO in the region to do so for refugee girls. We provide legal medical advocacy, safe shelter, so a home.
And these safe houses are very important.
So important, fundamentally important. Specialized education to meet them at wherever they are on their educational trajectory. Childcare, because almost half the girls in our program already have children.
Wow.
And infants of their own, often from sexual violence and rape. So the full spectrum that we offer is really extraordinary, and it's a very special NGO for that reason.
When you meet these girls, how tough is it for them to have any trust in the people that are even trying to help them?
That's a great question. It takes time. It really does. A girl has to piece the aspects of herself back together. She has to have the time to recover, to put back together the pieces of her identity. And it takes a while, but within the safe community and the sisterhood of Refugee, it happens, and it's transformative. And to watch that change in the lives of girls is really an honor.
And Andre, I suppose it's a repetition of good days as opposed to bad days. Right. Once you have many in a row from the people who know maybe you can trust now, you do develop that trust.
Yes.
Angelina Jolie and Oprah have both lent their faces to try to help the cause and the plight of many of these women. Is anything changing at the top? I mean, are the leadership of any of these countries saying, yes, we need to change the way women are treated and looked upon as objects in these cultures?
Yes, I think I think it has actually been happening. There's a power in when celebrities lend their voice and their confidence to a particular issue and a cause. And in the press and media especially, we've seen the issue of violence against women taking a foothold. Angelina Jolie's work on behalf of the refugee crisis for the last 16 years has brought tremendous awareness to the issue at the UN level, at the local government levels, at the federal level here. So I do think we're making progress.
And Oprah started the School for Girls that she had built. I assume that is still going well, but she also obviously has a direct interest here.
I think that's in South Africa. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yes, she has. She's been such a credible advocate for young African
female
women.
Empowerment around the world.
Yes, and Angelina Jolie also, actually, she has a school in Kakuma Refugee.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Did not know
yes,
that.
Yes,
did
yes.
Did not know that. Refugee, one of the ways that Refugee raises money for this cause are these beautiful scarves that are handmade by whom?
Yes, well, they're handmade by the girls in our program.
How about that?
So our program, as I had mentioned, is really full spectrum, meeting the girls at every point of their need. And economic empowerment is a key part of that. So we were inspired by one of our girls about 7 years ago when the Maisha Collective, when the group of artisans was founded. And she had the idea of hand-dyeing these gorgeous fabrics. And then we've turned it into a social enterprise that enables refugee and asylum-seeking girls to make a living, which currently in Kenya, it isn't legal to work as an asylum seeker and a refugee. So we're finding solutions to girls.
Just, when you think about how insane that sentence mm-hmm. is, because the definition of a fulfilled and a full society is when people have an opportunity to be employed.
Yes.
The payback is for the country.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So there are challenges facing refugee girls, and the ability, what we have seen in our programs is the ability to make a living also shifts a girl's self-esteem. You know, she begins to see herself in a different way. She has more leveraging power within her own relationships to negotiate on behalf of herself and her children.
These scarves are beautiful, and it would seem that that's quite a skill to be able to do this. Is that something that they're teaching other girls to do? The point being, the young lady you mentioned, was she skilled in that particular area, and she spread that skill?
Yes.
I don't just make that, right? Yes. I mean, it takes some talent.
Yeah, the indigenous tradition, the craft of hand dyeing fabric is very pervasive in the region. The Somali population have a very keen expertise and talent in hand dyeing fabrics, and so it was adapted from there. But what's really wonderful about our scarves is that it gives supporters a very tangible way to become advocates and ambassadors for refugees' cause. And how the scarves factor into the event this evening is that the fabrics and the textiles the girls make are incorporated into the designs that nine Chicago-based fashion designers have pulled together for this incredible fashion show that will be happening tonight at the Chicago Cultural Center.
Tickets still available?
Yes, yeah. They are at the door.
Oh, you can show up at the door.
Absolutely.
All right, so that's tonight. Tonight, yes. Chicago Cultural Center starts at 6, fashion show at 7. And as you said, 9 Chicago designers involved.
Yes.
And can we buy the scarves tonight?
Absolutely. They'll be there for sale.
I mean, Mother's Day.
They're beautiful. Oh, my
God. Birthday.
What I was going to say, Steve, if you look every, I don't even want to take the tag off. It has a tag and it says, every scarf tells a story made by, and then they write their name, I think it's Klopsia. Made in Ethiopia.
How about that?
So no two are alike. These are so beautiful.
It's really cool.
Yes, it's actually her country of origin is Ethiopia.
Ethiopia, yeah.
Yes, yes. All of
made
the,
in Ethiopia.
No, sorry, the girl's country of origin is Ethiopia.
Okay.
All of the products are made in Nairobi, Kenya at our program site.
Okay,
yes,
got it.
Yes.
Are you in a portion of Kenya that's politically safe, because you think of Africa and there's a lot of tumult in country to country?
Yes. So the country.
You hesitated
of Kenya.
Slightly. This is apparently something you worry about.
Well, the country of Kenya, comparatively speaking, in the region, is a more stable country. There have been some challenges with the recent elections and some uprisings or violence in that regard. But overall, now things have become a lot calmer and quieter. And you know, as a NGO, we operate there with the blessing and the goodwill of the Kenyan government. So we work hard to stay aligned in terms of our qualifications and our certifications and our relationships at the government level.
The scarves, I'm sure, are a wonderful fundraiser. How else do we help?
That's a great question. So buy a scarf, mm-hmm. come to the event tonight at mm-hmm. the Chicago Cultural Center from 6 to 9 p.m. And we also have a Young Ambassadors, like a professionals group that's okay. really active here in Chicago. They're planning happy hours and a lot of other different kinds of events. And also host a scarf party. So we have a toolkit for anyone who
wants to
host a party for in lieu of their birthday or Mother's Day.
Dave, remember Tupperware? Holiday. Parties, it's like a Tupperware party.
Yes, great idea.
Yes,
that's a great idea.
Thanks.
Yeah. Yes. What's the website?
It's refushe.org.
refushe.org.
Buy a scarf. These are beautiful.
Again, tonight at the Chicago Cultural Center at 6. Here's the deal. You leave work tonight. You go, you know what? I'm going to run by. Get there at 6. You hang around for the fashion show at 7. You have a wonderful evening. You leave some money. You take home a beautiful scarf or two or 10. And it goes from there. Price started, I think, $44. Is that right?
For tickets?
For the scarves?
Oh, $44 for the scarves.
Yeah. So you should be proud of this work, I'm telling you.
Thank you.
You're changing the world.
It's an honor.
Yeah. Well, it's nice to have you here.
Thanks for having
me. Please let us know how we can continue to help. And again, Dave, you know what a disappointment we all are to our moms. Imagine them bringing home a beautiful scarf like this.
That's
for
a great
mom.
Idea.
And for
great
three
idea.
Of her friends.
Yeah, why not?
Right? Why not?
Why not? Yeah.
Or get her a backup scarf, because she may have lose the first one.
Yeah, I'm going to buy one for your mom.
That's very nice. Well, she's sort of your mom as well.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah.
And your wives.
Yes, oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Forgot about them.
Oh.
I have two sisters, mm-hmm. a daughter, a couple of nieces who are of scarf-wearing age.
Yes.
Whew. It's going to get expensive.
Perfect.
Right?
Yeah.
I'll just give you my wallet. Let me know how I did. Thank you for being here.
Thanks. It's an honor.
And again, it's Elisa Roadcup from Refushe. Please help in any way you can. And if you can't make it tonight, go online and buy a scarf or 10.